You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Halftime Show on USA-365.com.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Again, in for Bob Lovell, I'm Greg Rakestraw, the star of the show. The Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, is with us. And it's been a very common refrain over these last 3 or 4 weeks. Another state championship in the books. A very full day of volleyball up at Ball State and Worthen Arena. Bobby, as always, thanks for the time. And tell us about the day that was last Saturday.
We had a great day at Worthen Arena at Ball State. Four championship matches, which three of them went four sets. One of them went five sets, so highly competitive. And our congratulations to Blackhawk Christian and Wapahani, Yorktown, and Cathedral. Great matches, great sportsmanship, great crowds. Ball State folks do a wonderful job with that tournament. We had good energy in the building, a couple of Delaware County schools there in the middle of the day, which really boosted the attendance. And, you know, very pleased with it, and congratulate those schools for reaching the state championships. Great day.
That is a very full day, and this happens at a lot of different state championship events. Talk about the staff kind of behind the scenes that puts on together an event like that. If you're starting 7A, 8A in the day for them, with the first match being played at 11, knowing that the activity wrapped up at 9 o'clock or so in Muncie, that is a very, very, very full day for some people.
It's a full day, and it's headed up by one of our assistant commissioners, and in this case, Kerry Schludecker is our administrator that runs our volleyball championships and our tournament series events, and all the folks at Ball State University, Dan Burns and his staff, and everybody that works there on campus. And then we have several individuals from our staff that work the tournament, administrative assistants, and then volunteers that we have obtained from the area who have worked with us for many years. And it does. It takes a lot of people to run a state championship event. Obviously, some more than others. In the team sports, we don't need quite as many bodies as we would for, let's say, the track championships.
Sure.
When you need over 100 workers on the track as marshals and so forth. But it takes a lot of effort, a lot of people. And we, planning for these events happens 6, 8, 10 months in advance.
Well, now the focus, at least from a championship standpoint, for the rest of the month revolves around all things football, as you are now to the regional round coming up this weekend. Your thoughts?
Well, we've got some great matchups. And as I look at the weather, the weather forecast looks to be really good across the state. It's going to be a little cooler out, but that's fine. Folks will come out in cool weather as long as it's dry. And so I think we've got some just tremendous matchups. And, you know, last week we had a couple of upsets, and, you know, that's why you put the ball on the tee and you kick it, because you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, we're talking about high school kids here, 9 through 12th graders, and if you've been around high school kids, they're unpredictable at best, and you don't know. You know, the prognosticators will think they know who's going to win these games, and it doesn't always turn out that way.
I'm asking you a question that you, maybe you don't have a good answer for, because you've not had to deal with it before this year. You'll have a better answer in a couple of weeks. We are used to having state finals Friday, Saturday, and then a Colts home game on Sunday. This time it's the other way around. They're playing on Thursday night, and literally they'll wrap at about midnight. 12 hours later, here comes the 2A state championship game kicking off. Just your thoughts about the Colts leading off the weekend at Lucas Oil this time around.
Well, I think it's great that the Colts have a Thanksgiving Day game. I don't know that they've ever participated in a Thanksgiving Day game, and I think it's part of the American culture, and it's neat for the organization. You talked a minute ago about people working to get things ready. How about the people that are going to try to turn Lucas Oil Stadium around from a professional venue to a high school venue in about 8 hours? And, you know, 65,000 people in that arena on Thursday night, late, and we're going to get it all cleaned up. We're going to switch out goalposts from professional goalposts to high school posts, put high school lines down, get everything ready, and then we're going to entertain six schools on Friday. So it's a gargantuan effort. I've watched it happen before when folks come in to clean the stadium. It's amazing just the humanity that's there to do the work. And we're so grateful for our friends at Lucas Oil for everything they do to accommodate us. This is going to be a tough turnaround for them. This is something they've never done either.
Again, Bobby.
So it'll be fun to watch.
No doubt about that. And frankly, I'll be on the air till 2:30 that morning. So if something goes haywire, I'll text you, Bobby. I'll let you know if we need a little extra time. My friend, as always, thanks for the conversation. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Halftime Show on USA-365.com.
All right, we just finished listening to the IHSAA Commissioner's Corner with Bobby Cox. It's halftime here at Penn High School. The Bulldogs trailing the Penn High Kingsmen by a score of 16-0. And Penn scoring two touchdowns in the first quarter and a field goal in the second quarter to account for the scoring. Their second touchdown, the extra point was actually blocked by Shane McCormick of the Bulldogs. First touchdown coming on a 45-yard interception return by Paul Mayola, which put Penn up 7-0 following the extra point kick. And then the second touchdown came on a three-play 47-yard drive, eating up just a minute 26 seconds there in the first quarter. There at about the 3:43 mark, that made it 13-0. And then in the second quarter, not much scoring, just the one field goal that I alluded to earlier. A 27-yarder as the Bulldog defense lived up to its reputation, holding Penn, preventing them from getting into the end zone there in the second quarter as they drove down to the, what was it, the 8-yard line of Crown Point, settling for the 27-yard field goal by Hancock. That made it 16-0 with 6:23 to go. Crown Point did have a drive there late in the second quarter, starting at their own 20, driving down to the Penn 33-yard line, thanks and largely to a roughing the kicker penalty that helped put the ball, move the ball from the Crown Point 41 down to the Penn 44. A couple of running plays did gain one first down, but the 3rd-and-10 passing play for Ryan Bolda was intercepted, his third interception of the night. And this is just the first half of play. Ryan Bolda not having a very good night tonight, passing the ball. Hopefully here at halftime, the regrouping will give a chance to regain some confidence and come back out in the second half a little hotter in the passing area. Frank, we can get some scores from elsewhere around the region.
Yeah, Dave, let's run down the classes outside of what is going on here in Class 6A. Well, let's stay in Class 6A. The winner of this game, Penn and Crown Point, they will take on the winner of Carmel and Homestead. Carmel leading Homestead in the second quarter, 7-0 at the moment. That's out of the northern bracket. In the southern bracket, it has gone to the half between Ben Davis and Cathedral. And Ben Davis out to a commanding 31-7 lead over Cathedral, Warren Central, and Center Grove. The other southern bracket game in Class 6A tied at 7 at the half. Let's switch gears to Class 5A, the northern bracket, Mishawaka and Fort Wayne Snyder. The first quarter between those two teams scoreless. The other 5A northern bracket game between Westfield and Kokomo has gone at a half, 17-7. Westfield with the lead over Kokomo. And one game to report out of Class 5A as far as the southern bracket goes, Bloomington South commanding lead over Castle, 20-0 in the second quarter. Class 3A, we have a score update here from the Crown Point Lowell game. Of course, that's a game that is much anticipated.
You mean Hobart and Lowell?
Oh, great. Crown Point. Thank you. My apologies there. Hobart and Lowell. 17-7, Hobart leading Lowell at the moment. That game currently in the first quarter, right at the end. Hobart is leading, once again, Hobart leading Lowell 17-7 in the first quarter. In Class 4A in the northern bracket, Indianapolis Roncalli and Delta southern bracket, Roncalli leads Delta 28-7 at the half. Class 3A northern bracket, Mishawaka Marion a 7-0 lead over Garrett in the second quarter. Fort Wayne Concordia leading West Lafayette a nail biter, 21-20 in the second quarter. Northern bracket there. In the southern bracket of Class 3A, Danville with a 7-6 lead over Lawrenceburg. Those are all the scores to report from Class 3A. Switching gears to Class 2A. In the first quarter, a school of local interest we're paying attention to, Whiting at home and Winnemac. No score between Whiting and Winnemac in the first quarter. South Adams and Eastbrook, the other northern game in Class 2A, 7-7 in the second quarter. Southern bracket, Indianapolis Ritter, Lincoln Milan at the moment, 19-0 in the second quarter. In Class A, In the northern bracket, Lafayette Central, Catholic, and Pioneer tied at 14 apiece, while the southern bracket, Indianapolis Lutheran, with a 27-13 lead over Fountain Central. Those are all the scores that we have. Of course, Crown Point, one of four Northwest Indiana teams playing tonight, Dave.
All right, that's Frank Sprankle. I'm Dave Woodworth. Score here at halftime, it's Penn leading Crown Point 16-0. And we'll be back with the second half of play here in just a few minutes. Let's take this time out and listen to what else is happening around the region.
Hi, I'm Dave Woodworth for Internet Radio USA-365.com. And we know we have lots of listeners tuning in across the region, around the state of Indiana and beyond. Your emails and letters are a great source of encouragement to us. In fact, Mark Smith, Frank Sprankle, and I invite you to email us with any comments or feedback you may have on our coverage, or perhaps you'd like to simply wish the Bulldogs good luck for the remainder of the season. Let us know who you are and where you're located, and we'll be happy to pass along your greetings in a future Internet radio broadcast. You can email us at usa365@ameritech.net. That's USA365@Ameritech, ameritech.net. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
When your brain works, your body responds. With two locations in Crown Point and Rensselaer, KEPT Concepts in Healing is providing neurofeedback, a powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraines, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more. To find out how neurofeedback can help you, please call Denise Kuypers at 219-286-5657 for more information and a free consultation. KEPT Concepts and Healing is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on Indiana-Sports.com. Committed to serving Northern Indiana with customer service being their number one goal, Santier Bank is family-owned and operated. They remain not for sale. Right now, they offer free personal and free business checking accounts. In addition, they offer free online banking and free mobile banking. Stop in any Santier Bank branch for details. Santier Bank is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on Indiana-Sports.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
And we're back live at Penn High School in the press box. Dave Woodworth here along with Frank Sprankle and Mike Udich along for the ride. And, yeah, minute 24 to go here before the start of the third quarter. Both looks like Crown Point Bulldogs are out on the field doing some stretching exercises. We expect the Penn High Kingsmen to come onto the field very shortly. Looks like there's a little bit of frost on the field. You see all this glistening white out on the field there across the way there, kind of a there in between the hash marks there at about the 40-yard line on the north end of the field. Other areas of the field where there's been a lot of foot traffic, perhaps not as much. Last time we checked the temperature, it was about 44 degrees. We'll check in on that as well.
I got down to 39 as it stands right
now. Wow,
here.
39 degrees, yeah. It's a little brisk out there. Needless to say, everyone that I see outdoors, most everybody wearing a winter coat, a lot of people wearing hats and gloves and mittens and being wrapped around with blankets and everything else. Pretty good crowd out here tonight. I'd say pretty close to 2,500, 2,600 or so folks, maybe 500 or 600 across the way in the Crown Point stands. And if you came out, congratulations to you for supporting your team tonight.
39 degrees. What happened to week one at home against Lowell when it was 89 and sunny around 7 o'clock?
You know what? That hot temperature is never around when you need it, is it? It's just never around when you need it. Oh, well.
Three months have gone by fast.
That is very true. All right, end of one quarter, Lowell High School trailing Hobart now 17-14. That being reported, Lowell High School Athletics on their Twitter feed. So thanks for that update. And Lowell's Ingress on a 9-yard touchdown run as the first quarter ending. So that helped cut Hobart's lead to 17-14 there. And so Hobart holding the lead, but just by a field goal after one quarter play. Looks like that's going to be a high-scoring game.
It's going to be a high-scoring, and a lot of people from Northwest Indiana at that game. Of course, Hobart and Lowell, you are guaranteed a region representative in semi-state with one of those two schools. I actually heard, Dave, they brought in auxiliary bleachers at Hobart High School to add to more of the crowd, which I don't know how many people are there exactly, but I would have to guess it's quite a few thousand.
Yeah, it's not that huge of a stadium. I believe Hobart, the Brickyard, seats about 2,500. So that's not a huge number for high school football. It's probably about right for a normal game. But this is a high-impact, high-interest game between Lowell and Hobart, of course, playing for the regional title there in northwestern Indiana. Is that Whiting game in Winnemac? Is that being played tonight in Winnemac?
That is being played, and we got a score update from that. 20-0? 20-0. Well, thank you, Mike Udich. He was updating the scoreboard. 20-0. Whiting is leading Winnemac in the second quarter. That's the second quarter. So we reported it was no score, but Whiting has obviously made it to Indianapolis just a year ago at the Class 2A level, really flexing their muscles against Winnemac tonight.
All right. Let's take one more timeout here as we prepare for the third quarter to begin here in just a little bit. You're listening to Crown Point High School football taking on the Penn High Kingsmen, where the Bulldogs trail 16-0 here at halftime. We'll be back after this on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School football on internet radio, indianasports.com.
We've got an eSports connection with Dave Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite football fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
Step back in time to see the spot where Rudolph Valentino, Joe DiMaggio, and Red Grange obtained their marriage licenses. The Lake County Museum features over 10,000 artifacts within a space of 6,000 square feet. Stop by and see it for yourself. The Lake County Museum is located on the second floor of the old courthouse building in downtown Crown Point, open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. through October 29th. Donations are $1 per adult and 50 cents per child. And remember to like them on Facebook.